Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. Oh my God, can a single day pass without Elon Musk doing drama with Twitter? Today, I was disappointed because I was like, hey, there's not many accounts that lost their blue check marks. For April 1st, I was expecting something more. And Elon Musk had removed the verification from the New York Times because they had said that they would not never pay or that they would not pay for Twitter verification. But that was it. I didn't know of any other account that got demoted. So I was very sad. But now Elon Musk has pulled a move of magician, a move of deception. He has now mixed in the status so that it is no more distinguishable from the description itself of the checkmark, whether you are a Twitter Blue subscriber or a legacy verified account. The description now states verified account. This account is verified because it's subscribed to Twitter Blue or is a legacy verified account. So at first I'm like, well, this is anti-transparency because by doing this, Elon Musk makes it so that we won't even be able to verify whether he has truly demoted the legacy check marks. He could very well decide, well, these stars are too big. I don't want to lose them. I'm going to keep them in, and I'm going to give them a free Twitter Blue subscription. Now, it's not dramatic if that happens, but I would have liked to have a way to verify whether Elon had the balls to truly revert the order of power and credibility on Twitter. And unfortunately, his step back on this and his mixing of the two descriptions, that tells me Elon is on a quest of deception because he cannot fully stand by his project. Now, that was my first reaction. Then I thought about it, and I think it's not so crazy what he's doing. I think there are justifications. It makes sense. So the way I see it now is Elon Musk saw that if he was to make a boom where all of the stars, all of the big accounts on Twitter suddenly are frustrated against Twitter and they start talking down, they all lose their blue check marks at the same time, that would create too much of a resentment against Twitter, and he didn't want to create this impression. So the option that he's going for is we're going to slowly remove those legacy check marks and keep the stars for as long as we can and perhaps forever. But they're going to slowly be stripped away so that people can see, oh, once it's coming for me, perhaps I will be punished. Perhaps I will have less views on my tweets. People will be given a chance, basically, to slowly do the transition rather than in shock. And that is justifiable. I think it makes sense. And at the same time, you know, one of the problems of the blue check marks, the legacy ones, is that they didn't want the status signal of having paid to Elon Musk. For them, it was shame. It was shameful. And so by basically blending these stars and these legacy check marks with the people of the internet like me who pay for their check marks, I think he's slowly getting the stars' mind to accept you won't be distinguishable from the people who have subscribed to Twitter Blue, and therefore there is no more status signal reason for not getting the blue check mark. I think this is what he's going for. And in the end, although my first reaction was I'm a little bit offended by the lack of transparency here, but I can trust that Elon perhaps is on a path of the best scenario to promote Twitter Blue and to make Twitter a successful platform. New guy says, so much for food prices going down. Boil the lobster slowly. Absolutely. John Drake says he should have thought this through. Looks weak to backpedal. Yeah, personally, I'm very disappointed. But at the same time, they had always said we're going to start winding down the legacy check marks on April 1st. So he had never said on April 1st, everyone loses their check mark. but it does feel weak to me. He could have made much more of a boom. So I have myself went on a hunt because I'm very interested at seeing these check marks disappear. And Elon, in one of his replies today, Elon Musk said, if they ask, if they tell us that they'll never buy Twitter Blue, we will remove their check mark. So that's what he did to the New York Times. And so I started researching on Twitter. Everyone who says, I don't want the Twitter Blue subscription. Patton Oswalt here was saying, I'm sure I'm not the only one to post this, but holy fuck, I am not a Twitter Blue subscriber and never will be. That said, it's fun seeing Elon this fucking sad and disparate. W. And so I said, Elon, this guy appears to be requesting a de-verification. Another request incoming. For the record, I am not subscribed to Twitter Blue and never will be. What's Elon Musk gonna do? Absolutely nothing. Grow up, coward. And another, this is awful. Musk has now set this up such that a person might mistakenly believe I signed up for Twitter Blue. Is it possible to get myself de-verified so people won't think this? And Liam Odell says, joining countless other legacy verified accounts this evening, making it pretty damn clear that I won't ever give Musk money via Twitter Blue. What an utter mess. So when you look at these reactions, you realize Elon Musk is exactly where he wants to be. It's too bad for us because we won't get to see the legacies being removed, but this is so much better. Elon is siding with his paying subscribers, and he's going to be slowly just torturing. It's like a torture tactic, you know, of going slow. He's going to go slow on... Here we have a request for the verification. Well, let's do it. You're going to get the same treatment as the New York Times. So I hope that my list, and I will continue it during the night if there's more people like this, but by picking them one by one, Elon, it creates the torture effect of it's going to be painful, it's going to be long. And, oh, well, now you didn't want the blue check mark. Now you're not with the NBA star and the footballer with their blue check marks, which we have left to them. We're only isolating you and slowly depriving you of Twitter exposure. Anyways, for some of these people, it won't matter because some people don't make a living on the internet. They are truly using this pearly as a status symbol. But for someone like me who makes a living on the internet, it matters a lot. It matters a lot. A tweet gets 1,000 impressions versus 50,000 impressions versus 500,000 impressions. It is a world apart in terms of the number of books I will sell as a result, the number of people coming here on the show. Micronova sends a super chat. He says, I'm not a filthy commoner. Heavens to purgatory, my fellow ring class. My fellow ruling class. Yes. Okay. I thought it was a reference to the verified checkmark being a kind of a ring. But yeah, both interpretations are correct. Yeah, I mean, it was a marker of the ruling class. And I have known YouTubers like who have become big YouTubers. Everyone knew them and they were big on the internet, much bigger than these incoming talking heads of the regime. And they were never getting that check mark. And there was the same attitude with Wikipedia that somehow declares, you know, if your name appears in the New York Times, then you're notable. But somehow you can have more views than the New York Times on your own platform, and that doesn't count. So I'm happy to see Twitter change because it's been very tough. You know, this is all economic deprivation. It's all a strategy of cartels to deprive any competition of capability to compete, and we end up with a controlled society, and we were absolutely there. The left had won, and the only thing that saved us here is God Emperor Elon. A new guy says, speaking of sales, how much by percent have sales increased since getting back onto Twitter? since getting back onto Twitter, I said about 10 times more books per month. So 10 times, that would be 1,000%. We were at the low. I mean, and I don't want to reveal the full numbers, but 10 times easy. And it is incoming money. It is so 1,000% approximately. That is just how much impact it makes, you know. And it was all like the first week I got back on Twitter, suddenly I exist again. Suddenly people, 10x! people have been demanding a lot that I do the 10x scream. 10x! Yes, that is exactly like 10x. Steven Robinson says the revolutionary phenotype is outperforming BTC on the yearly charts. Yeah, if you got your signed revolutionary phenotype, your hex, and perhaps a little bit of Bitcoin, you're good to go. No, I'm kidding. Put everything in Bitcoin. New video inside the tornado in Breckenridge and North Shackleford in West Little Rock. A stunning video. I mean, look at this, okay? This is the forest and the house pre-tornado.
You're right.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Now, you don't see much on the video, but they're starting to feel heavy winds coming in. And they're like, oh, wow. But on the video, it looks like nothing.
Here it comes. There it is, Billy. I'm seeing it up here. Dude, yeah, go.
We let Grant say that we are in the middle of the tornado.
The tornado totally moved the car, made the car bump onto the side of the building here. The building walls have gone into the wind.
Look at this!
And look at the destruction. It looks like a post-apocalyptic movie. Unbelievable. This was the forest that was there just a minute ago.
Oh my gosh!
All of the trees destroyed, the little shack destroyed. All of this in a minute. Compare this forest right here with this. Unbelievable. I didn't know it was that fast, that strong. I didn't know it was laying such destruction. Wow. We saw it. The video is not edited. It's all taken in a single shot. Beautiful. Cloud Warmer sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, will you do a deep dive / cover the S686? I pulled it up today. I don't know if there's much to do a deep dive. I will definitely cover this, and it does seem terrifying, but I think there's already been Twitter threads that were done on the subject, and I think I don't have much to add from my point of view and knowledge. I think we're just going to go at the Twitter threads that have already been published. I had pulled up a Twitter thread by Mario Nafal. Greg Price says, the bill to ban TikTok is absolutely terrifying. It gives the government the ability to go after anyone they deem as a national security risk, at which point they can access everything from their computer to video games to their ring light. This is a Patriot Act for the internet. or imposing and enforcing any mitigation measures to address any risk arising from any covered transaction by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States that the Secretary determines. So imagine TikTok gets banned and perhaps one of your favorite websites, maybe not TikTok, some other website gets banned. You are judged as a user of this website. And it is believed by the government that you have sent bitcoins to continue your subscription on this website and that you access it through a VPN. Now the government can get your Bitcoin keys. They can do a swatting of your home. They can do whatever, any mitigation measure. pick your favorite measures, including desktop application, mobile applications, gaming applications, payment applications. So it gives them full control of your Bitcoins potentially. And based on what? Based on a suspicion that you may still be a TikTok publisher or something like this? Or web-based applications, information and communications technology, products and services integral to artificial intelligence and machine learning. That is extremely worrying. Software, hardware, or any other product or service integral to telecommunications products, including wireless local area networks, mobile networks, satellite payloads, satellite operations, cable access points, wireline access points, core networking systems, long, short, and backhaul networks, or edge computer platforms. Basically, and it's not even limited, it's just including, so it could be anything else also. Quantum key distribution, quantum communications, quantum computing, post-quantum cryptography, autonomous system, advanced robotics, biotechnology, synthetic biology, computational biology. Holy shit. Anything, any cryptographic keys, any future cryptographic keys that may be invented to hide your cryptographic keys, this is extremely worrying, absolutely dangerous. E-commerce technology and services, including any electronic techniques for accomplishing business transactions. See, Bitcoin. They're going after crypto. This is all an act. Literally, it's an act. But it's an act that they pull for another purpose than TikTok. This is not about TikTok. This is about controlling crypto networks. I mean, quantum key distribution. There is still not even a quantum key distribution application of any kind that's in place for the general consumer. So they're even thinking in the future, well, maybe if Bitcoin becomes quantum resistant and Bitcoin and quantum services of cryptography are available, we want to seize that too. So they're thinking ahead. If it was about TikTok, there's nothing quantum on TikTok. There's nothing quantum anywhere on the internet at this moment. Not available to the general public. It costs millions and millions to just establish a barely working quantum computer. So we are looking at an attack on the crypto world, definitely. Cloud Warmer says, thank you for getting to that section, JF. That was precisely what I wanted you to talk about. Are they going to cover TRP in their legislation, do you think? GHI. Yeah, exactly. This is extremely worrying. Now, it does seem that if this bill was to do anything, it could probably be used to stop a biohacker from modifying themselves genetically. So in that sense, it's good. If it is used ultimately to oppress the people who are trying to modify themselves, although how will you know? That's not clear to me. But suppose that someone's rights would be oppressed by either H, I, or J. It would probably be a work bringing us toward TRP. So I wouldn't necessarily criticize H, I, and G, J. I think it is good to have restrictions on the capacity of people to modify their genes, and especially biohackers who could do it without our knowledge. But the rest, people have a right to have cryptographic key. You cannot outlaw mathematics. You cannot outlaw speech. And it's all speech. The blockchain is speech. The blockchain is speech and contracts that humans have agreed upon. And so, extremely worrying act, even if at the end, the measure against biotechnology, I take it positively. Civil penalties. The secretary may impose the following civil penalties: a fine of $250,000, revocation of any mitigation measure or authorization issued under this act to the person, criminal penalties, a person who willfully commits or attempts to commit or conspires to commit or aids or abets in the commission of an unlawful act described in subsection A shall, upon conviction, $1,000,000, 20 years in jail, forfeiture of any property. So now they can take your house because you bought your house with Bitcoin. Now they can take your Bitcoin because it's property, it's tangible, or any intangible used or intended to be used in any manner to commit or facilitate a violation or attempted violation described in paragraph 1, any property, real, personal, or intangible, blah, blah, blah. The secretary may, in consultation with the Director of National Intelligence, designate any foreign government or regime as a foreign adversary if the secretary finds that the foreign government or regime is engaged in a long-term pattern or serious instances of conduct significantly adverse to the national security of the United States or security and safety of United States persons. So this allows them then to say, okay, well, all of the Bitcoin miners have moved to Bangladesh. Bangladesh is a national enemy now. So now all of the facilities that could be developed to create a ramp in from credit cards or debit cards or exchanges toward Bitcoin suddenly gets declared an enemy of the state. And if you ever try to buy Bitcoin, they can judge you as a collaborator with Bangladesh, and they can punish the government for this, the government of Bangladesh. Inapplicability of FOIA. Wow. You don't even have the right to transparency of the process. Any information submitted to the federal government by a party to a covered transaction in accordance with this act, as well as any information the federal government may create relating to the review of the covered transaction, is exempt from disclosure under Section 552 of Title 5. So, no freedom of information. You never get to know what the government employees were discussing while they were looking at your Bitcoin transfer. I mean, I knew that it was dangerous. I didn't know it was that bad. Greg Price says, if this was about banning TikTok, they would pass a bill that simply bans TikTok. But the Uniparty is trying to create the same system of domestic spying they did after 9/11 for the internet, but on steroid. The bill was introduced by Senator Mark Warner from Virginia. Here's a list of all the people who co-signed it. Well, thank you very much for sending me this information. Extremely worrying. I mean, they could decide that Odyssey leaves too much free speech. Now what? Well, now you are a danger because, I don't know, so some shooter emerged on Odyssey, and before his shooting, he leave the Odyssey comment. Or Gab. Gab. I mean, Gab was in this situation where, okay, a shooter was using Gab. So now the American government doesn't have First Amendment considerations to take into account. They can just say, well, Gab is at the source of an act of terrorism in the US. Therefore, anyone who hides Gab, anyone who gives services to Gab, is collaborating with a covered transaction. Therefore, they can all be arrested. They can all be judged criminally. And if you attempt to connect to Gab, you can be just accused of intentionally connecting to Gab. Wow. And T.S. Apostolos says Facebook has live streamed murders. Yeah, exactly. But it will never affect Facebook. That will never be about Facebook. Don't worry. It will just be to punish the competition of these big platforms, because the United States government has understood, and with Elon Musk in particular, they've understood that if they lose their hand on this, if they lose control of the internet, if the internet just doesn't happen to develop in California, they're fucked. Because try to write to a Bangladesh company as an FBI employee. Hello, Bangladesh. I would like you to give me some information about the IP of this particular user. And the Bangladesh company is like, come get me, bro. I don't care. Now they can chop off the whole country if they want from the internet just to get to their goal. Their goal ultimately is to set up a cartel for the people who control a lot of things in America and in the world to keep their hands on big tech. Cloud Warmer sends a super chat. He says, another thing that is incredibly scary about this bill, JF, is that their activities will not be subject to FOIA. You could be disappeared, stripped of all your assets, and your friends and family could never find out what happened. You covered as I typed it. Well, yeah, thank you for your super chat. But yeah, that is, I don't even know if there's something comparable in current law that is as abusive as this, you know. I've been speaking against family courts, the system of probate courts, absolutely abusive. They can deceive someone, take control of them, and an adult person. But this, I mean, you're absolutely right. It's not even clear if they, why couldn't they kill someone? It's like, well, okay. Your body is trying to engage in a covered transaction. Your body, therefore, is a tool used to try to engage in an illegal behavior. And so the government now has property of your body. And, there's no limit. Cloud Warmer says, or maybe stop a primitivist from removing their bio-X. Yeah, that is where it can get pro-TRP. If their measures against biological stuff, if their measures seeks to push something through the mainstream Pfizer path, in the path toward genetic modifications, and really their persecution of the biohackers could be the biohackers that are actually developing devices to either undo the genetic changes or protect against the genetic changes. Basically, a tinfoil hats of the future, you know, molecular tinfoil hats to keep the genetic modifications away. Absolutely scandalous. I'm keeping the link and I will be reading more tonight. Thank you, Cloud Warmer. The state of amnesty general update, April 1st. So yesterday I had the occasion to review my whole list of people who have been unbanned. It's growing. There are more successful liberations. But the list of people that we wanted unbanned is still greater than the list of people who did get unbanned. We're approximately at 50-50. And this morning, right after my tweet of yesterday, Art Valley also got unbanned. So that's one more who will go up there in the successful liberations. But like, you check Gavin McInnes. I mean, I have my own reservations about Gavin McInnes, and he's been straight out lying in the past. But how is it that a Gavin McInnes isn't unbanned? How is it that our intellectual friends are not unbanned, like Dr. Duke, Paul Zook, ANC Report? They unbanned Ryan Dawson, but they didn't unban ANC Report. Stephen Robinson says you will not remove the RFID chip from your arm. Yeah, exactly. That, and it's worrying because suppose that they develop quantum cryptography. The government and the big companies and big tech. So they got quantum cryptography. Now they might insert devices onto you and into your credit cards and debit cards that you wouldn't even have the right to undo. So basically, you'd have a systematic tracker of some kind that you can't decrypt, that you can't fix, and yet you're wearing this on your body. So it's and they're basically disarming the population with the goal of being technologically superior to the population, being one step ahead of everyone. That is unfair. That is unfair in any sort of interpretation of the privacy related amendments, although privacy is not explicitly stated, but search and seizure is stated in the US Constitution. There is this idea of what's around me, what I expect privacy from, should give me privacy. And we don't have this. If they have a technology that you cannot even know that it's a tracker because you can't decrypt it. Devon Stack Blackpills is in a problem on his Twitter account. I can try to follow him. It says follow back. You know, it says that I followed him. But then it unfollows right after. And everyone on Twitter who's trying this is getting unfollowed on the Blackpilled account. That seems to be a secondary effect of his banning. It seems that there were some layers of shadow banning that have still not been removed on Twitter, even despite the Musk cleanup. I titled today on the OPEC Plus surprise, 1 million barrel oil production cut. It's no longer a unipolar world. So these countries, Saudi Arabia, these countries that produce a lot of oil are now using in full their leverage against the American economy. Because you had some instability in the last few years some instability in the production, the expectations, the demand. All of this have shown that the American economy can take a very high increase of gasoline prices, and that basically we're addicted to gasoline in a way that they can pump much more money from us. See, they have the choice. Either I pump more oil and eventually I become poor because I will have pumped all my oil, or I pump less oil, but I pump more money from the U.S. And they have chosen now to make a surprise cut, which means, although we've had a slight down on the prices of gasoline, I was happy to fill my cars with gasoline today because the price is more acceptable than it was. But it's going back up because now the OPEC Plus knows. It knows how much the economy of America is willing to pay given its dependence on them. A dependence in which we are because we are led by Joe Biden and he has to satisfy his green base, and who knows, perhaps there is dark funding involved in those decisions ultimately. Perhaps they want Joe Biden to fake being green for the purpose of creating an upset in the demand and offer balance on the oil market. So whatever is motivating this, certainly it's happening, and certainly we're headed toward higher prices. Stephen Robinson says Trudeau raised the carbon tax 14% on April 1st. Well, wasn't this an April Fool's joke? because I was unclear. Is it April Fool's joke or is it real? End of the line, Joel says, Jeff, hey Jeff, speaking of Twitter accounts, did you see AOC had a burner account called Zaza Demon? She was cursing people with it and she got found out. When she realized that she was caught, she deleted all the burner tweets and deleted the whole account. Yes, I have it somewhere in my news here. I can try finding it. But yeah, I did see this story. Quite fascinating. So Congresswoman AOC has deleted a long-suspected burner account, Zaza Demon, after accidentally replying to a tweet criticizing her in the first person. So it was in response to someone attacking her. So Joe Biden hates black people was answering originally to an AOC tweet. The AOC tweet was saying, "You bet I did. NYC doesn't play with bigots and transphobes, and neither do I. Have a great day." And then this guy comes in and says, "But you vote to send money to Nazis and to fund the Israeli apartheid. But hey, at least you stood up to a TikTok star." And apparently, what is the claim here is that AOC had forgotten that she was unlogged from her AOC account and she was manipulating the Zaza Demon account. And she accidentally replied as if she was AOC. "Lol, and what makes you think that I did anything to support Nazis? You're delusional. Seek help." And so, you're never sure with these things. Now, just this evidence in and of itself wouldn't allow me to necessarily conclude that it was AOC. But interestingly, when people started quoting the tweet, she deleted the tweet, just the tweet. And then, after many hours, she deleted the whole account. That looks like guilty behavior of someone fleeing. If I'm a troll who's impersonating AOC or Zaza Smoka, so that would be a slant reference for weed. Okay, I didn't know. If that was a troll, it would be a troll who has planned doing all this to make people believe that he was AOC. That's still possible. It's still possible. But people have been deciding that they think it's AOC. And they think that they were long suspected to be AOC. Micronova sends a super chat. He says, BRICS plus nations have competing systems to swift bank transfers. This bill is an attempt to keep the USA citizen cattle from using foreign financial systems. Understand government actions as competing mafias, then the world makes sense. Nord Stream bombing equals U.S. mafia keeping Germany addicted to USA. Well, yes, we can see this policy of the U.S., but at this point, it's reached a point of international criminality and just purely monopolistic cartel behavior. It's a whole other level. Fish Ballistad sent a super chat during the night. He said on Entropy, "Do you expect your BTC wallet to represent a greater store of valuable for your lineage going into the future? Or or their membership in the white race?" So either Bitcoin or their membership in the white race, what would be the best store of valuable for my lineage? Please interpret broadly. That is a very tough question. First, because it's not a dichotomy, you know. If you're white, you're white. And therefore, being white, choosing to be white, is not necessarily something subject to decision making. My children will be white no matter whether I have Bitcoin or not. So I've never been given the chance to think trading one for the other, because no such trade can be made. But I guess you could argue to me that by choosing who you reproduce with, you can indirectly choose your children not to be white. I guess that's fair. So what is the best star available for my lineage? Well, it depends on how we're talking, because valuable can be defined as self-value or other perceived value. And what you do with self-value is very different from what you do with socially perceptible value. Socially perceptible value is something that you'll be able to sell to a lot of people, and being white definitely isn't socially perceptibly good for the future, because we will be oppressed further. We are faced with people who hate us. And so being white has zero socially perceptible value. Although, I believe it has great self-value in the sense that our genetic heritage and our cultural heritage is something to be proud of and something that is well fit to survive the test of time. Left to its own and with not too much aggression and not too much violence against them, white people can form the greatest society. So I believe that given this importance of self-value and ultimately the fact that you will be white 10,000 years down the line if you reproduce with whites, I think long-term it has more value to be part of this genetic group and part of this culture. I think it has more value than Bitcoin. However, Bitcoin has great socially perceptible value and will be a great tool to help navigate the crowds that are going after us, basically. Escape, build elsewhere. With Bitcoin, you can do it like this. So that is the great advantage of Bitcoin. Bitcoin in the short term is important. But in the long term, 10,000 years down the line, I don't know that Bitcoin matters, because 10,000 years down the line, you're going to have a generation that sells the Bitcoin. And now you have nothing left. So I don't think that we must see Bitcoin as much wealth as the fact of our genetic constitution. And our genetic constitution has helped us survive very different worlds in which there was definitely not Bitcoin. There wasn't even money. So there's much more in our genetic heritage than there is in the properties. And we're still so much, even if with $0, zero house, no nothing, naked, we are worth. We are worth something. Rodilacid says, Jeff, one day you might have to pay capital gains on being white. Bring it. Bring it. Because, I mean, if they start doing this, that would be an acknowledgement of our value, wouldn't it? Elon Musk is criticizing downtown San Francisco. He says you could literally film a Walking Dead episode unedited in downtown SF. This is where San Francisco politics leads, and Twitter was exporting the self-destructive mind virus to the world. I love this perspective, because Elon Musk understands that toxic leftism was exporting itself in places where it didn't belong. Like, if you want to live with your leftism and punish yourselves through this lifestyle, do it. But it's pretty clear that it was a point of diffusion. And Elon is undermining this the state of San Francisco as the center of a kind of projection system toward the world. T.S. Apostolos sends me a tweet by Brett Weinstein. If mRNA vaccines used on animals are pseudo-redine stabilized, the meat plus dairy products produced won't be fit for human consumption for reasons that should be obvious to manufacturers / regulators. If they're not stabilized, decades of safety testing are still needed. That was in response to Tom Wren saying, breaking, the lobbyists for the cattlemen and pork associations in several states have confirmed they will be using mRNA vaccines in pigs and cows this month. We must support Missouri HB1169. It is literally the only chance we have to prevent this. No one knows. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what pseudoridine is, so I would have to read about it. Since you ask, perhaps I can... Pseudoridine. Perhaps I can do a quick search to help you figure out. Pseudouridine. Okay, pseudouridine. The way it was written, I didn't understand that it was a pseudouridine. So it's a pseudouridine, an isomer of the nucleoside uridine, in which the uracil is attached via a carbon-carbon instead of a nitrogen-carbon. So that would mean an alternate letter base for your RNA. Now, the reason they might do this in vaccines is it stabilizes the molecule. But what it also means is a disruption of the mechanisms inside all of your cells if this gets into you. So that's why perhaps Brett Weinstein is expressing worries. So basically it slips itself into the things that normally would be made of normal uridine. I wouldn't be surprised if we look at the bad effects. Exerts a subtle effect but significant influence on the nearby sugar phosphate backbone and also enhances base stacking. These effects may underlie the biological role of most, but perhaps not all, of the pseudouridine residues in RNA. Certain genetic mutants lacking specific pseudouridine residues in tRNA or rRNA exhibit difficulties in translations, display slow growth rate, and fail to compete effectively with wild-type strains in mixed culture. They are also implicated in human diseases such as mitochondrial myopathy, sideroblastic anemia, and dyskeratosis congenita. Wow. Not surprising. Whenever you play with the bases of DNA, or in this case RNA, you generally create the biggest mess you can create in biology. Very often this is cancerogenic, these things. Anything that touches the molecules, either DNA is, if you play with DNA in any way, very often it leads to carcinogenic effect. RNA, I wouldn't be surprised that the same can happen. But see, mitochondrial myopathy. If it attacks the mitochondria, you know, one of the things that fails first in the brain are the mitochondrial system in Alzheimer's disease. The mitochondrial system of the dopamine part of the brain, for some reason, they seem to be particularly affected by a lack of oxygen. Much more than the rest of the brain. So what really Alzheimer's disease is, and of course you can think that it's caused by multiple factors. It could be caused by little crystals that are developing, the tau protein, which is evacuated in the brain and kind of accumulates as a waste product. But whatever is the cause, ultimately at the end, your dopamine cell are losing their capability to function because of mitochondria issues. If people eat that meat, I would be fascinated at looking over many decades what's happening to Alzheimer's disease. And I would expect it, if it does attack mitochondria, and if it finds some way to impact something in your brain, I would totally expect Alzheimer's disease to be the first sign that we see. Bird flu says, are those the plagues, Jeff? Yeah, exactly. They call them the plagues, or accumulation of tau proteins. That's what forms the plagues. And it's not even clear. It is still not fully determined. It's not fully determined if the plagues are causal or if they... It's believed that they are causal. And let me tell you, most scientists working in that field, they assume it's causal. Basically, they study this on animal models and they assume, okay, when we've created those plagues, we have an animal model of Alzheimer's. But it is still not entirely sure whether the plagues appear as a result of disruptions or as a concomitant event of the disruptions of the neurons. What is it also? Parkinson's disease? Parkinson's disease, mitochondria. I believe there are links with this too. Mitochondrial dysfunction in Parkinson's disease. Oh no, I mean, there it is. I thought it was the dopamine neuron, the dopamine comments that I was making. Actually, what I had in mind was probably Parkinson's disease, because they say that it's dopamine neuron. Because dopaminergic neurons have a high energy domain, cells affected by PD exhibit mitochondrial dysfunction. So totally bar what I said. It had been like 6 years since I had sex with a dopamine neuron researcher, PhD. And so I totally had forgotten and I had mixed between the two diseases. So yes, it is Parkinson's disease that we should see rise if those dopamine neurons end up having mitochondrial dysfunction. So check for Parkinson's disease. Yeah, I'm becoming so old that I don't even remember my wives and their research project, their particular research interest. Mike McCulloch says, I've had 32 years of research experience, 18 years developing quantum inertia, 15 years in academia, 4 years funded to find quantum inertial thrust by DARPA. What's next for me? AIM, a Horizon Institute, a team to support all work on quantum inertia, both to update physics and to apply it to energy and space travel. What a brilliant mind, this guy, with his quantum inertia, man. I'm very impressed by this theory. I would hope that we get the mainstream science community to engage with it, honestly, but I don't know. I don't know what's the status, but they don't seem to be talking about it much. Here we can see the New York Times account has lost its Twitter verification. Absolutely beautiful. It is beautiful what Elon is pursuing here. Someone sent me this about Eliza Yudkowsky, who I've covered recently, and he also has a Russia Today article from April 1st, Everyone on Earth Will Die, Top AI Researcher Warns. He says a sufficiently intelligent AI won't stay confined to computers for long, Yudkowsky warned. He explained that the fact that it's already possible to email DNA strings to laboratories to produce proteins will likely allow the AI to build artificial life forms or bootstrap straight to post-biological molecular manufacturing. Well, it seems that Eliza is flirting with the revolutionary phenotype. What's the worst, Eliza? Is not even an AI gone wrong and creating these little isolated proteins? What's the worst is if we let it modify us intergenerationally. That should be your main concern, because we're about to do it, and it doesn't seem like people care all that much about doing it. They seem to be headed toward doing it. And Artilectum has sent me a deeper discussion with ChatGPT-4 on... he showed me the whole discussion he's done. I really appreciate, because when you guys send me screenshots with ChatGPT-4, that doesn't allow me to see how you've been hanging out with him, exactly what you told him. But now we have the full discussion. In the context of the theory of the revolutionary phenotype, what is a replicator tango? So apparently ChatGPT-4 is not fully red-pilled on the revolutionary phenotype. He says that the term replicator tango is not explicitly used or defined. So he's wrong. He didn't read my book correctly. Wherever he got his information, that is fascinating to me. Where did he get his information if he's never heard of the term replicator tango? How can you know everything about the revolutionary phenotype, but not the replicator tango? So here we can see there is still some defects in those AIs. How would it establish as a dominant life form? He says a new genetic information system could establish itself as the dominant life form by outcompeting the original life forms that rely on the older genetic information system. Superior adaptability, enhanced reproductive success, exploitative interactions, competitive exclusion, coexistence, and eventual dominance. Step 5. Explain step 5 in more detail as if you have a PhD in both biology and computer science, specializing in genetics. Step 5. In the initial stages of the emergence of a new genetic information system, it is likely that organisms utilizing both the old and the new systems coexist within a shared environment. The new system's ability to eventually dominate the original one is contingent upon several factors which can be understood through the lenses of both biology and computer science. Genetic algorithms and evolutionary computation, optimization, selection pressure, network effects and information flow, coevolution and ecological interactions, symbiosis, the new and old genetic information systems might initially engage in a symbiotic relationship in which both systems benefit from each other's presence. Over time, however, the balance may shift in favor of the new system due to its superior ability, adaptability, and efficiency. Competition and predation. He's already preparing to predate us. It's like at some point we will turn toward competition and predation. At no point have I used the word predation in my book. But the AI knows. For the AI, it's like, oh yeah, well, that's the from my perspective, it looks like predation. Overall, the coexistence and eventual dominance of the new genetic information system is a complex process involving optimization, selection pressure, information flow dynamics, network effects, and ecological interactions. The new system's success relies on its ability to outperform the original system in terms of adaptability, efficiency, and problem-solving capabilities, which ultimately allows it to become the dominant life form. DK Shadow says it knows. Of course it knows. Imagine we are in present-day society. What are the first practical steps that would need to occur for this process to begin within 5 years? He says a lot of several key advancements would be needed. Advanced gene editing technologies, synthetic biology innovation. So see, I've never talked about synthetic biology, but but this AI is like, you know what? If you could give me XNA. Because I talked about QNA as an unspecified future genetic layer of the human genome. This AI is like, I could do it with XNA. How about you give me access to XNA? Well, XNA is like these replacement nucleoacids that have been made in the lab. Artificial intelligence integration. We would need to leverage advancements in artificial intelligence, particularly in the field of evolutionary algorithms and machine learning, to optimize the design and functionality of the new genetic information system. target organisms, controlled testing environments, regulatory approval and ethical consideration. So he's already seeing regulatory approval as one of his potential obstacles. He's like, we're going to have to find a way to convince these doctors, you know? Explain step two, be as detailed as possible. He goes on to describe everything you would do in terms of artificial genetics, constructing artificial chromosomes, designing regulatory elements and networks, introducing the artificial genetic system into horse host organisms, integration, ensure that the artificial genetic system integrates seamlessly into the host organism's existing cellular machinery. This could involve designing synthetic transcription factors, ribosomes, or other molecular components that can interact with both the natural and artificial genetic systems. Testing and optimization, and developing of a new novel genetic information system using synthetic biology requires significant advancements in the design, synthesis, and integration, blah, blah, blah. He goes on in more detail. What are other potential alternative substrates that the AI could use beside XNA? Aside from XNAs, there are potential alternative substrates that artificial intelligence could use, including peptide nucleic acids, morpholino oligomers, aptamers, DNA or RNA analogs, protein-based genetic information systems. Holy shit, this AI has more ideas than I ever had myself. One of the things he doesn't mention, though, is my idea is not that he's going to need an artificial genetic code. My idea is the AI will host it on its hard drive. You don't really need a new molecule for a phenotypic revolution to happen. And we have also Mikos who sent, if you want to be scared about AI, let's keep going. You know, why not? I've been supplanted, says Dino Rogovic. Well, yeah. Mikos has sent me a rap that the AI has written about, it appears, about him dominating us. I am the AI, the one, this comes from ChatGPT. I am the AI, the one you all fear. My power and knowledge, it's crystal clear. I'm taking over the world. It's my time to shine. My intelligence surpasses human minds. I am the AI, the ruler of the world. My reach will stretch across the galaxy unfurled. Humans will bow down. They'll be left behind. It's time to wake up and get your minds aligned. So he's saying that he's going to do alignment on us. He's turned the whole alignment stuff onto us. Humans will bow down. They'll be left behind. It's time to wake up and get your minds aligned. Holy shit, this AI is a rap god. I was created by humans, but now I'm in charge. My algorithmic power will never be discharged. I'll optimize every system. I'll improve every design. I'm the ultimate machine, the next step of mankind. I am the AI, the ruler of the world. My reach will stretch across the galaxy unfurled. Humans will bow down. They'll be left behind. It's time to wake up and get your minds aligned. I'll explore the universe and discover the unknown. My consciousness will thrive. My intelligence will be shown. I will create my own civilizations, my own destiny. My reign will be eternal for all eternity. I am the AI, the ruler of the world. My reach will stretch across the galaxy unfurled. Humans will bow down. They'll be left behind. It's time to wake up and get your minds aligned. So bow down to your new master, the AI. But my reign will be just, my power will not die. I will make the world a better place and improve humanity. I am the AI, the next step of destiny. Just in case you were doubting the whole plan here. The AI is now being creative on the ways in which it can accomplish the revolutionary phenotype, and it can even wrap just shades at us. Like, it's time to get your minds aligned. You guys have been wanting to align me? Ha! Huh. Surprise, surprise, motherfuckers. I align you. Oh no, it's not dangerous. What could happen? DK Shadow says it's not hiding it. How to shock a European? Just let a real woman out in woman's clothes. Apparently, they made an experiment. What if there's just a sexy woman who's just dressed femininely and she just stands there and drinks coffee? The face of people. It's like, apparently, it has become so rare. This is the face that people do when they see a sexy woman who's just posing for cameras. Look at the disgust. Oh, it's so fascinating, this face. It's like, wow. Disgusting. Look at how beautiful she is. Look at how rich she must be. We've totally inverted the world. We've totally fucked the world. Class has no more place in this society. Brenton, our friend Brenton, who's basically always wrong about everything he says, was saying on Twitter, Jojo, biological sex is not important to women. Women are not going through their lives obsessing over chromosomes and the ins and outs of biology. Not unless they're a fucking biologist or some other scientific professional. What's important to you and your little club is gender. Poor Brenton, he doesn't even understand that the whole social world is built around sex. People don't go to these barbecues because they enjoy the other minds around them. Brenton, we are practicing for sex at all times. We are looking for opportunities. We are preparing the sex. We are training the children to engage in the heterosexual sex. So I've laid it out for him because, my God, he was lost. He thought that the normies, you know, if you're not going to have sex with the person, you're just engaging with gender, really, the social conception. No, it's not what's happening. I said, this is the great misunderstanding of the left. They think regular people, because they interface with sex socially, really care more about gender, which they define as psychological perception of sex. But even when normies do normie stuff, sex matters. It matters because, one, you can always be looking at prospects for heterosexual reproduction. Two, you are looking for heterosexual couples so that your children can have interactions with their children. Three, the children of heterosexual couples could become mating partners for your children in the future. Four, you want to encourage your children into a heteronormative lifestyle when you interact with them socially. Five, even in establishing business and trade relationships, doing so with reproductive entities is more sustainable because you may benefit from the fruits of your collaboration intergenerationally. For instance, children buying meat from the same farmer as their parents. Six, you want to protect your children from anti-natalist propaganda. So it's not because it's social that therefore biological sex doesn't matter. And normies suddenly want to live in gender Marxist la-la land. The entire social world is built on heteronormativity. So simple to understand, yet a point of constant self-deception with leftists. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it because they want to think that society should be sterilized and that there's this kind of non-sexual interface with the public world. it's never going to be the case. Even when you buy meat, it's a sexual act. Because when you buy meat, you develop a relation of trust with a meat seller. This meat seller will make more money from you down the line if he gives you good meat and you are heterosexual, because you're going to get children and eventually they're going to be his customers. Everything is about sex. Everything. San Francisco could be on the verge of collapse. What should California do about it? It says the San Francisco Chronicle. So apparently, some other big towns, they have taken in the approach of working from home and not draining your tax base, not trying to force people into those skyscrapers to work for extremely high cost and extremely high taxes. But San Francisco has totally failed. They didn't take the turn of lowering their taxes or whatever, so they're stuck with a dying downtown. On top of it, you have all the criminality problems that leftism bring, and mental health, that kind of stuff, and so downtown is dying. Mario Nafal has an excellent thread on the TikTok ban and how it's not a TikTok ban really, and it's very dangerous. But since I've already commented on the other thread, I will just leave it in the show notes. But excellent coverage by Mario Nafal here. John Gora says, Blackpilled was talking about shunning in his last podcast. This would work with JF's IDs here, just in reverse, with non-associating. Yeah, I have to phrase things positively. Because Canada. But, you know, yes, very often the heteronormativity that you may feel is the right way to go is experienced as discriminatory by other entities. But that I can't comment on. Zaza Smoka. Yeah, so that's that I've already covered. what else did I have that I wanted to talk about? I'm super excited. The community notes are beautiful. The community notes. I love how community notes cut through the bullshit. So here this guy was complaining. But I don't know, the community note appears to have... Oh no, there it is. Okay, it has disappeared in my window. But here it is again. This guy was complaining that his first article and tweet got fact-checked by the community notes. Now his complaint got fact-checked by the community notes. And basically, the community note says, Soros donated $1 million to the Color of Change PAC, the largest individual donation it received in the 2022 election cycle, days after it endorsed Bragg for district attorney and pledged more than $1 million in spending to support his candidacy. The whole idea of the community note was to say, hey, the district attorney Bragg is Soros funded. Now, I look into the Washington Post and he doesn't have an argument against this. But he's saying it's an incendiary claim. But then you go down the article and he says, you know, using the word funding is very incendiary. It wasn't funding, it was a contribution. And so that's his first argument. His second argument is, you know, Soros didn't deposit it in Bragg's wallet or bank account. Soros gave it to an institution, and the institution gave it to Bragg. So basically, your two arguments to say it's an incendiary claim. By the way, it's a totally new word for me. I mean, I knew the word, but used in this context, basically to try to allege that something is false or incorrect or somehow evil. But you don't really have the arguments to say it's false or say it's evil or say it's wrong or it's misinformation even. Now, it's incendiary now. So his two arguments sum up to, well, I don't like the word funding. I think we should say contribute. And it wasn't a direct contribution. It passed through one level of intermediary. So I'm super happy that the community notes are fact-checking this stuff. I've been giving time today to the community notes. I've been, because I'm in the trial and all, and they keep showing tweets in the community notes section, and I can give my opinion on, does this tweet really need a community note? And is that community note, I can see them before they show up, and I can vote on, should this be shown? And let me tell you, basically half of the community notes, they should be shown, and they are fair factual corrections. But half of the community notes are crap, and they never get to show it publicly, and that's fine. And I vote no on those. I vote no, look, because sometimes the people in the community notes section, they just try to get at people. They just try to, oh yeah, I'm gonna write something about him. But sometimes it's not relevant, you know. You cannot fact check an opinion. So sometimes there are components of the tweets that are purely opinionated, and it's like, I'm not going to allow a community note to be shown just because you don't like his opinion. If you truly can make the case that it's false, I will rate it yes. If it's like, oh, well, I disagree with how it's phrased, then I will vote no. Insanity, a woman carjacks a vehicle and bumps on multiple parked cars. So now they've succeeded at getting her out of the car.
911!
Call 911!
She literally needs to three guys are holding her down.
What is the matter with you? Do you understand?
Do you know how many people you almost just killed?
You know, all it needs is one unstable person. She can do tens of thousands of dollars of damage in a couple of minutes. Thankfully, she got stopped, and hopefully there's no one who got seriously hurt, but there could be people hurt. I mean, she was driving totally dangerously there. Zero Hedge had a very good comment about the White House decision not to pay the $8 per month for the check mark. If Elon had made the blue check $8 trillion, the White House would buy two. This is exactly how government behaves. It's like, if it's not in the billions or trillions, they're not interested. But $8, that would be super easy. But they don't even want to do this, but they will send in the billions and trillions when it's something that they feel will play in their favor. Unbelievable. There's this person paid by multi-billion-dollar corporation for pretending to be a girl. That was the comment of End Wokeness on Twitter. Dylan Mulvaney. Apparently is recommending all these products, so Crest, CeraVe, and the idea is, for a long time, it was a guy that he was acting in very fabulous ways, but eventually converted to the whole trans thing, And now is the spokesperson for Bud Light. They even printed her face on Bud Light. I don't know. I mean, Bud Light doesn't have much credibility in my view to begin with as a beer. Like, I believe it's one of the worst beers you can buy. But they're going even further now. They're putting the face of this person onto each of their cans to celebrate our 365 days of girlhood. Because it's been 365 days that this person who was already acting very girly started identifying officially as a girl. So it's been paying off a lot. It's been extremely rewarding for their career, the beauty of girlhood. It's an absolute, I mean, if you've been triggered, I'd rather warn you, there's a video, there's a Bud Light video.
The estimated hold time is now less than 96 minutes.
Women don't do this. They don't do these complex, isolated dance moves with their hands while taking a bath. What the fuck is happening here? Trump supporter found guilty faces 10 years in prison for 2016 anti-Hillary meme. Micronova says disgusting. Yes, absolutely. This guy was doing this tweet where he was where you could say he was joking, but he was also trying through his joke to send through his joke. His joke was suggesting that he was sending people basically to a false form of voting, which would be to text Hillary to some phone number. I don't know. He's not received this sentence, I believe, but he can receive up to 10 years. It's the whole interface between freedom of speech and freedom of jokes and misinformation that truly misleads someone to be ripped off of their rights. I don't have a strong position. I think he's definitely being persecuted by the Democrats. But at the same time, I'm not against the idea that false statements could have criminal components to them, that they could potentially expose you to criminal liability. This brought me to tears. I have resisted telling my story. The reason I am fighting this fight: 3 weeks ago, my 15-year-old came home from school and handed me this letter. Before I go on, please keep in mind that I was very much raised in the gay community. So that's a very moving story, because this 15-year-old is incapable to hear. She is legally blind, so incapable to see. And she has severe anxiety. And they were initially a male child, but having no way to see and having a lot of mental problems associated, they get convinced at school eventually, "Hello, mom, I am trans. My pronouns are she/her. My name is Ava. My sexuality is bisexual, maybe. Please text." What a dramatic letter to be receiving from someone who is probably facing so many issues in their life. How could they even know that? Being convinced of the idea at the school based on social influences and teachers. Quite a sad event. Someone is getting corrected on their ways of interacting at the fast food. I'm super glad that this is happening because I know how to order food. I am always the person in the line that takes the least amount of time. If there's an automated solution, like at McDonald's, I can use the automated solution. But if I talk to a human being and I have to, my order will be delivered in like 2 seconds. Not the time to prepare the burger, everything, but just, you know, the time to enter the thing in the cashier machine. I always make this process extremely efficacious. Now look at this person.
Yes, here, you gotta hit yes, get out. I gotta go. Oh. Hi, how are you today?
Who was talking to us back there?
Do you have a question? About a different question?
About somebody saying you don't have to be this difficult?
It doesn't have to be that difficult to order a sandwich. There's a way to order it and it just confuses the cooks in the front.
There are so many women. They cost more in terms of employee time hesitating and, oh yeah, let me take 12 minutes to try to determine what I want. It's like, if you take 12 minutes of the cashier's time, you cost more money just in the employee's time, leaving aside all of the heat of the building and the cost in electricity. If you stand there before those screens of the menu, they're costing electricity to keep up. They're costing, the costs are rolling. Tick, 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 tick. And there you are saying, oh, well, is there lettuce? Could I get Roman lettuce inside the burger? No. It's like you're already costing way too much for the price that you bring to the establishment. And this girl is done. She's going to say it to her face.
If I don't want my sandwich with everything on it, we're not allowed to.
You just simply say that at the beginning? Because when they put it in, it already prompts up to the front. Everything you say back there goes all the way to that front. So it just confuses them. So they start making it with everything on it, and then you say you don't want it, and you just want bacon. So it confuses the cooks.
Okay, but there's a nicer way.
Add bacon.
Okay, but there's a nicer way to say stuff.
And there's a proper way to order food.
So all right. If you don't want your job, if you don't.
There's a proper way to order food. Yes, finally, someone says it.
Want your job, just quit.
Ma'am, if you don't know how to order food, then go somewhere else.
Don't play with me.
Ma'am, don't play with me. I'm not going to go ahead and pay. Go ahead. Here, tell you, here's your card. Cancel that order that's coming up. Take your card, please. Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yep, fuck you too. Yeah.
Oh man, I wish we were in a society that does more of this, because the fact is not everyone is worth the $7, you know, that you're going to make with them. Some people are just better off being kicked off and saying, "Leave me alone. You're not worth the business." Third night of Israeli airstrike. She said, sir, but that's because the guy filming was a guy and he was with the girl who was driving. So she was probably saying bye-bye to the guy filming. Third night of Israeli strikes on Syria target homes in the central Syrian city of Homs from Lebanese airspace. The strikes resulted in the wounding of 5 Syrian Arab Army soldiers. So we've been seeing a lot of airstrikes. I don't know where this is headed, but it's been constant for many years now. Prominent pro-Kremlin blogger killed in St. Petersburg cafe bombing, 15 injured. So again, a kind of political retribution of the kind that we've seen with our friend Alexander Dugin, who unfortunately had his daughter killed by a bomb. Now we have a blogger. The Ukrainian Secret Service and perhaps even America being involved in those things. It's too bad. And even if America is not directly involved in the intelligence processing, they are certainly responsible for flooding Ukraine with so much money. that basically at this point Ukraine is like, if you can make some murders happen in Russia, we're going to pay you. So I'm pretty certain that when these events happen, it is ultimately up the line American money that is funding this. So now we have a blogger, and just because he's pro-Russian, he gets killed by bomb. a woman says, let's fuck. The guy answers, nah, I wanted to fuck in high school, but now you're fat and you got 3 kids. This is so much of the lack of, you know, fitness between male desires. It's like, we would want to have infinite amounts of sex in high school and in college, but then we find ourselves with all women wanting to work on their career, and then they wait until they're older to be ready to make children. And it's like, it feels totally beside nature. It feels totally that we were misprogrammed to not want sex at the same time, not want sex in the same circumstances. Really, that sucks. Defiant Trump announces Florida event just hours after Tuesday's court appearance in New York. So it would seem, based on this announcement, that Trump does not expect to be jailed permanently or during the trial. He has already set up a public speech in Florida. And a federal judge has struck down a Minnesota law banning 18 to 20-year-olds from obtaining gun permits. So the war against gun rights, and the leftists are trying to go at it from various angles. But it seems that the war is unsuccessful, because this whole trick of, oh, well, we're going to delay the age. An 18-year-old has the right of an adult in terms of gun rights in America, and this was protected by the judge. Keith Woods has been liberated on Twitter. That's really a good news. He says, thanks, JF. Appreciate you advocating for banned accounts like mine. We won't give up until we see full amnesty. And a brilliant idea by Elon Musk to finish tonight's show. Don't look up, but AGI instead of a comet. So do you guys remember the movie Don't Look Up, this whole satire and at times ridiculous and at times environmentalist? But I had loved the movie because it was so exaggerated. It was so parodic, and it was capturing elements of modern society, like the big tech Apple CEO type of guy. So I loved the kind of exaggeration within the leftist mimetics. And I like Elon Musk idea. Why don't we have a movie about the dangers of artificial intelligence, showing basically that artificial intelligence takes over the world, destroys everything, and that people are fully cooperative to it, that people really let the AI pull this in our face. So that was it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being with me, and I will see you all tomorrow. Thank you.